But if so, you're on your honor now. So I assume if you're writing things down, you're writing down questions, right? And forgive me if I keep drinking, but I didn't sleep last night, so. Yeah, I just get wired up too much and wound up a little too tight. All right, so. See, we're already 15 minutes, but we're supposed to go to 1 p.m. And then in the afternoon, if you decide afternoons are better for you, and you can come either in the morning or in the afternoon, but you can't come to both in case it gets really big. So pick one according to what's happening that day. All right. All right, so. My name is Sureshwar Das, Hare Krishna, and I walked into Prabhupada's shelter in July 1970, and why am I doing this seminar? So, you know, especially in Mayapur, we get a real glimpse, a perspective on how international our society truly is. So we have so much diversity, people coming from so many backgrounds. So many different backgrounds, so many different racial backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, national backgrounds, guna backgrounds. No, you can't. No, let him work. That's okay. No, we can talk
okay.
Over him.
Okay. Badme.
Just bad it. Thank you.
Anyway, I'll try. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. We have a mic.
That's his service, yes.
Yeah, he's got to work. Narada Muni Prabhu, come on over here. There you go. So, one big reason we had this ILS thing, which was rather historic, and I hope it's just the beginning of more connecting and unifying, is that we need more unity in the movement. We need to be connected more. We need to communicate more so we can cooperate more, so we can commit more. So it's really all based on our common relationship with our founder, Acharya. So that's why I'm doing it. And immediately, as I have expressed before, when I was teaching Bhakti Bhai Bhav last year, and then I would illustrate some points with Prabhupada stories, the students just looked at me like, you know, you're lucky, we're not, we never met Prabhupada, you have it, we missed the boat. And no matter how much I talked about Vani, Vapu, serving and separation is the most intimate actually, they didn't believe it. They didn't buy it. So, yeah, this means that I don't have any power. What's going on here? Oops. Why no power? Yeah.
Could be the socket.
Yeah, just check the connections if you would. I'll check mine.
Wouldn't there be a light?
Or unless there's no... No, there's lights.
Is there a light that shows
yeah.
The current is coming?
Yeah. It's in the air. Yeah, it's not... Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, this thing, I think, makes it turn off. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going off.
Off. Is it off?
Oh.
It's a margin of... It's a game of millimeters here. Is it on?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes, no.
Is there another way to reconfigure that?
There probably is. Is it on? How do you keep it? It's not. It's off? Why can't I go right into this? Is it on? All right. Oh, you got yeah, that's better. Why don't you fiddle around? I've only got 9% of the battery. Okay. I mean, if we lose all power, you know, I'm prepared just to talk. But the slides are nice. They're complimentary. Okay. All right. And then there's that. That goes. Good. Is it not? Yeah, it's charging. Okay. All right. think I was born in the wrong yuga.
Whoops. How do you do?
Check that. Krista told Arjun, forget this yantra technology. But we need it. Is it not? Why isn't this working? Wait a minute.
Hare Krishna.
Want to fill around with
that? It's a combination of Ekadashi in India.
Ekadashi in India and my mechanical, my
debilitated nerve.
Thank you very much. That's good. Okay. You got any ideas?
What is this?
That's the for that. That's the remote. That's mine. That's for this. That's just to turn it on. Sorry, folks. This is the first day. I expected a little chaos. And keep your fingers on your beads. All right. Mahatma's going to fit. I'll just try to project. Okay. So I decided I got to do something. This is wrong. People, there's a disconnect between Prabhupada's followers and him. Isn't that right? Why? Prabhupada himself was always stressing the eternal relationship with Vani and serving in separation as being the most intimate, the most real, it's everlasting, the physical comes and goes. So I decided I had to make a seminar. So I'm just going to ask a few of you to introduce yourself. Just raise your hand, I won't force you. And say your name, where you're from, and why you've come. Okay. Gokulananda Prabhu. From Montreal, Canada, I'm sorry.
Well, actually, we can never have too much of a problem with that. Especially, I'm always eager to hear the realizations of my god brothers and even other devotees about their perception, their realization of what Shri Prabhupada. So it's never fresh. It's fortifying. It's our real business. We should know more and talk more about Prabhupada. So it's great.
Okay, you just like, you're a Prabhupada nectar man.
I like to hear and I like to share. Like Prabhupada said, I'm so eager to hear my guru, and I'm very eager to share.
Okay, that's really good. Full immersion, Prabhupada in, Prabhupada out, right? Okay, and any progress on that? That's all.
Just like when I joined in Vancouver, Mahatma Gandhi was my first president. Mm-hmm. I could see he was really into representing Prabhupada nicely, the love and shelter that Prabhupada had given him. He handed it over to me and many others. So it goes on like that. You know, there's a Prabhupada parampara intrinsic in our movement.
Yes, the life. You'll hear me say this 108 times probably in one day. The life, the teachings, the mood, the mission. We need all of Prabhupada. And we'll explore that a little more. Anyone else? Name where you're from and why you're here. Mahama. Oh.
Okay. I'm all spiritual. Mahamaya, part-time resident of Maya, and also from Alaska, Florida. So I'm here because I also like to hear about Papa, but I really want to be prepared to deal with things that come up in temple life where, you know, maybe people don't have the a balanced perspective, you can say, or...
To fortify yourself.
Yeah.
Armed with Prabhupada. Sit and listen. Something like that. Good. Prabhuji's. Prabhu, your name?
My name is Bharada Haridas.
But?
Bharada Hari.
Bharada.
Bharada Hari.
Haridas.
I am coming from Bulgaria. And, I'm here also to know more about Srila Prabhupada. As you said in the beginning, I never had the chance to meet Srila Prabhupada, and still I feel very much attracted to him, and I want to know more.
Actually, you have met him. That's one big theme of this seminar.
Thanks.
But I know what you mean. Prabhu, your name?
Sorry, Narayana Das.
Nara?
Ratna.
Ratna. The jewel of a man. Yeah?
Das.
Serving them.
So I'm based in Turkey, originally from London. And I'm interested in this seminar for a very specific reason, in fact. I'm one of the large group of people who have lost their, or so-called lost their group, and their group, or when we were told, not so solidly or directly, that you don't have to take the initiation, you can accept karma. But in that theory, it's been very vague
yes.
all these years.
Yes.
I am, I'm not, you know, don't really know where we stand with karma.
Not only vague, but ever-changingly vague. Right? You're whoop, whoop. There's no need. There's no need for that, really. So that's a big purpose of this seminar, to look at reality from Krishna's eyes, Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, and this is the way it's been for thousands of years. Good, thank you for that. Ladies, who are you and why are you here? Don't be shy. Be shy, but don't be shy. All right, we're going to have to call on Shivaratri's niece, because Shivaratri's coming up on Wednesday, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, my name is Shivaratri, and I'm originally from Morocco, but I was born in Russia, and now I'm staying in Morocco. And I came here because I wanted to know more about our family and charity, about Srila Prabhupada, and to get a connection to his disciples, to Srila Prabhupada. And I also came here because I promised
what?
I promised you that I would come.
Oh, okay. You're keeping your promise. Very good. Very good student. 15 years old, just graduated Bhakti Baba.
Good.
John, let's hear it. Hey. 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 Okay, anyone else? Let's just go. Yes. Krishna, creeper, forgive me. Last night at the event, I forgot Pancharatna's name. I haven't been sleeping, so.
My name is Krishna Kripa Das, and I'm
based.
Well, if I'm based anywhere, it's Gainesville, Florida, and I also come here regularly. My godmother, Roy Coach, was involved in this Prabhupada succession committee, and he's a great believer. He wanted me to come here and see what you've done, and Satsang Maharaj has also done things like this, and I should get the best out of everybody, and I should do my own presentation. So that's one reason I came. Otherwise, I just get all this benefit by doing more and more talking, and I also feel better. And I like what you said about unity, and I also really do experience that people, even new people, and gurus and bhaktas, they all have some connection. It's really beautiful when it appears in their dreams and they get inspiration. And I also feel that when we cooperate to do a project and it's successful, it's Prabhupada's there in our cooperation and service.
Exactly. That's arguably Prabhupada's his farewell request to us, right? If you love me, you're going to cooperate, because that's the hardest thing to do in the age of non-cooperation, quarrel, and, you know, that's true. Okay, so now the next thing. What does that mean? Mobile check. That reminds me of. Anybody have their mobile phones on? I know, but that reminds me of other devices. What is that? Is that that's this? Isn't it? Okay. Now the next thing we're going to do requires pencil and paper, actually. So I'm glad you brought your pencil and paper. If you didn't, you can do it in your mind. It's pretty simple. In 50 words or less. In 50 words or less, please describe your current service relationship, your main service. It could be, I'm a student, right? I'm a daughter. Or it could be I'm a GBC, you know. So describe what you're doing currently in Prabhupada's mission, either in your mind or on paper, just a few words. And then the next thing is, then asked the students to read that aloud. But also there's another part to it. What you're doing currently, mainly, what do you see? What do you see as your main service? And where do you hope to be ultimately? How do you ultimately hope to be serving Srila Prabhupada? And the reason we're doing this is because we're going to take a look at this again at the end of the seminar, because it's a journey, as you'll see in a minute. So it's pretty simple. Maybe you don't even need to write it down. But think about what do you see? And it has to be practical. It's not imaginary. It's really happening. What's your current main service to Srila Prabhupada? And where do you hope to be by the end? What do you see as your ultimate contribution? Okay? I don't know if that's too invasive, but I think it's a good it's a good place to start, because hopefully we'll go on a journey for the next 5 days and come closer to Srila Prabhupada. Who would like to raise their hand before I call on you and announce your main service and where you'd like to get it out here?
I always see my main service is chanting 16 rounds a day and following the floor every principle.
Excellent! Let's hear it. That's no small thing in Kali Yuga. No small thing.
So, if I'm doing that, I always feel like a connection to Prabhupada. And then besides that, the only other service I see is trying to bring others into Krishna consciousness in whatever way I can. I don't have a very big role doing that. I always see that's another role that I have. As far as my practical service to Prabhupada, I'm a member of the Harinam Party here in Mayapur when I'm here, and I travel sometimes to different places. I travel up to Nepal. I'm able to preach quite a bit there. That's nice.
So you're pretty diverse. So I'm trying to pin you down to the main thing, but it's hard to pin you down because you're from
the place. Yeah, I'm all over the place.
Where do you hope to end up?
I hope to end up in the Rasa dance, kissing Krishna face to face.
That's great.
All right.
Let me balance that with Prabhupada saying things like in the fourth canto, where Prabhupada wrote, rather than trying to see Krishna to some bush in Vrindavan, we should dedicate our life wholly and solely to the mission of the spiritual master. So where would you like to end up in the mission? And that's the example of Prabhupada too. He didn't so much, exhibit all those symptoms. He was always suppressing them. And then when he was in New York in 76 visiting, and his health was starting to fail then, the last year, and it was starting to fail. And so Prabhupada said, I want the privilege of fighting to my last breath on the battlefield. And if I die here in New York, they had a skyscraper, you can bury me on the roof. But I want to serve Krishna. And we saw that on Yadavarapu's film, like that. So where do you see, have you thought about it? Maybe it's premature. Where do you see ending up in the vision?
No.
Want to think about
it? That's a difficult question, because
it requires
a lot of forethought.
Yeah, it's kind of springing it on you. But a lot of people do have ultimate dreams. Rajendranath Prabhu.
I maintain my family, my wife and son, and at a certain point in San Diego, or when here, when given the opportunity, I jump as often as I can to discuss Krishna consciousness. And for me, there's nothing more relishful than that, so I just pray for, I know the time will come when the financial responsibility ends, and then I can wholeheartedly engage more and more in sharing Krishna consciousness.
That's it. So it sounds like you're on a continuum. You want to just perfect what you're already doing. Great, you're on a track. Well, we're not spring chickens anymore, so it's good to hear. You found your groove, you just want to perfect it. Ladies, any ladies? It's good to be shy, but when you're on the stage, don't draw the veil when you're on the stage. Hare Krishna Manaji, what is your main service?
I'm teaching children.
Great.
Also I do Hariyoga, I go on Hariyoga, and distribute books at towns.
Okay. More book distribution, yeah.
Because I think Srila Prabhupada's books are the only way out.
Yes. Certainly the basis of the only way.
Yes.
Great. Anyone else? Harakanta Madhaji, my old friend from Gitanagari and Prabhupada Village, where you still reside.
Yes,
right?
Still there.
No, still there.
Still there. Well, not right now. You're on the my main service used to be very hard-working main service. Now I'm more focused on the internal aspects of Krishna consciousness, chanting and hearing or connecting with Prabhupada in a heartfelt way. And in the future, where I see myself, but hopefully I can just become more of a servant so that Prabhupada can put me where he needs me.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, we're always preparing. So we've lost the screen because we're... Oh, it's a new one. It's a new unit. Yeah, well, it's the perils of Kali Yuga. So we're just going to go without the high tech. Okay. Thank you. That's a glimpse. Anybody else want to say something about that? Where you are now, where you hope to be in terms of service? Because in this lesson, we're going to get into an overview and how these lessons will flow from... Well, that's coming up.
I want to say one more thing.
Yes.
Part of my service to Prabhupada also is reading his books. I know that sounds...
it's big.
It's, and understanding what the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is, you know, and not polluting it with gyan or karma.
Or yoga,
right. So... that's a really nice thing about reading Prabhupada's books is that somehow or other it gives you an idea of what the actual consciousness really is without those contaminations. And that's really important.
That's big.
Because you see that people, that often in people pollute their Krishna consciousness on yoga again. So.
Let's give a big hand to Lohar. Lohar Ram Prabhu! Lohar Ram Prabhu! Servant of the servant. Okay, that is no small... No need to even give a hint of apology for that. There was one letter... I was in Gainesville, serving Gainesville, Florida in 1974, and Prabhupada wrote a letter and said, "You must read all my books. Every day you must study my books. Or the day will come when there will be no more Hari Hari Bol." You know? Religion without philosophy is sentiment. Easy come, easy go. And when going gets rough, I'm out of here. I don't like Krishna anymore. So we don't want to be like that. Okay, let's go into the next slide. Lesson one, we'd already introductions we've gone through a little bit. Why do devotees want the seminar? First of all, raise your hand if you know where and when this photo was taken. Mahatma.
San Francisco, 1967, and I was there 1 minute later and I missed it.
Wow.
And I didn't find out until Satyamaj wrote to Devamrita that I missed it.
I missed the Thompson Square Park in New York by 1 month. I was in Montreal.
You're going to hear a lot of this from us old guys. I went 1 year later. I ended up throwing rocks at policemen. You know, I missed the whole love. I came to the hate part. Summer of hate. In the hate. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Do you have a...
No?
No, I was...
Okay. Well, there's Swamiji, as he was known in those days. The wonder that was Swamiji. And this was before the stroke. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk. We have a lot of Leelamrita built into this seminar.
Spring 67.
April. April. Krishna put Prabhupada just where it was conducive for exploding the Hare Krishna movement.
That's Subal Swami.
That's right.
That's right.
That banged, be banged, or whatever you want to say. person right behind Prabhupada's face became a sannyasi.
And a little boy next to him?
I don't know. That's a good, that's a familiar face though. Maybe from the archives is familiar. Okay, why do devotees want this seminar? Why do I even ask the question? But it's funny, you know, wherever I go, whether the people are young or old, I researched the seminar last summer, I've been piloting it, testing it, beta versioning it since September, and invariably I get the same reaction from old people, young people, in the temple, out of the temple. They say the same thing. Boy, do we need this. Why do they say that? Because, I mean, ostensibly, look, we're worshipping Srila Prabhupada every day in Guru Puja. I don't quite like being in front of this picture. So stand back, Sureshwar. Okay. You know, we worship him every day at Guru Puja. We follow his Panchanga Bhakti. And everything we do on his instruction. We're opening his book for the Bhagavata, his book, the Bhagavatam. We open for class every day. And especially since the centennial, there's a refocus on Prabhupada's priorities. Education, Varnashram is popular, finally, after 40 years. You know, it's at least politically correct to talk about Varnashram, right? It's no longer ignored. So why the need? And there's even a resolution 18 years ago. You know, where is it? Here it is. 1994. This is excerpt. This is the first. To fulfill the previous Acharya's desire for a united worldwide preaching mission, to expand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, Srila Prabhupada founded the International Society for Krishna Consciousness as a distinct branch of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Therefore, he is the founder of Acharya of ISKCON. Furthermore, Srila Prabhupada is, now this is on the list for 18 years, he's the foundational Shiksha Guru. Foundational. That's the main, the foundation. He's not just the spiritual master of 4,800 initiates. You know, that's not even 5,000 people were initiated by Srila Prabhupada, correct?
Yeah, 47.
47, yeah. I saw the book too. It was 47 somewhere. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada is the foundational Shiksha Guru for all ISKCON devotees because he has realized and presented the teachings of the previous Acharyas of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya appropriately for the modern age. No small thing. There's so much meaning in appropriate.
Suitable to our diminished nature.
In all different kinds of contexts. Time, country, candidate. Srila Prabhupada's books are the embodiment of his teachings and should be accepted as the standard by all future generations of ISKCON. Every ISKCON spiritual master is responsible for guiding his disciples to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions. So why do people say, why do we need this? I mean, there was an incident just a few months after this resolution was passed. It was right here in Mayapur. This resolution was passed this time 18 years ago in Mayapur. A few months later it was Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja, and a godmother of mine was chanting japa in the courtyard between the pizza counter and the Garuda Stambha. He was just chanting, wandering. And he noticed a young brahmachari eating pizza. And so he went up to the brahmachari.
Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja.
Yes, it's Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja morning.
Fascinating.
Yeah, he was eating pizza. So my godbrother said, oh, Prabhu, maybe you didn't know today's Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja Day. You say that because he's your guru, he's not my guru. Wow. My godbrother was so nonplussed, so shocked, he didn't know what to say. I mean, there was nothing much to say. You know, in other words, this person obviously had not been trained, educated, clued in to the fact. And this is 3 months after the resolution. Fast forward now, 18 years later, isn't it a lot better? I mean, it's Prabhupada is more practically the center, and people are taking their place as regular gurus instead of, you know, the dark ages of imitation. So why do devotees still saying this? Raise your hand if you have any ideas.
Things that progress or mature in the training. And
but why are they saying, boy, we need this? It's like the resolution was never passed. What's going on here? Prabhu?
In my own direct experience, I mean, I directly experienced this, right at the beginning I met Prabhupada through his book. Mm-hmm. I was in Istanbul, never met Krishna, devotees, never heard mantra. And I started to follow 44 rage chant, all of them. And I came to ISKCON, my own job here. And just went along with the program, and 2 years mm-hmm. later, you need to be initiated, okay, go to some of these people initiated. And then it wasn't until, if you don't mind me mentioning, Harikesh Prabhupada fell, that I realized from the time I got initiated to the time he left this gone, Prabhupada became almost unconsciously shadowed, and I put aside, and I started to read Harikesh books. Harikesh had a lot of tapes, videos, and you were watching them and talking about it. So, almost unknowingly, unconsciously, Prabhupada had become sidelined to some degree. And when Harikesh actually left, and I was forced to, like, oh my god, what have I got now? Like, I'm going to turn back to Prabhupada. And I realized I had lost contact with Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. When I did start to listen again, it just felt so nice. So, I think unknowingly, a large degree, Prabhupada is getting sidelined or shadowed.
Yeah. Yeah, to this day, there is not consistent education and training. To this day, even though it's on the books, it's not about resolutions, it's about education. Resolution, no solution, Prabhupada would joke sometimes about how ineffective we can often be in our dealings, in our determination. We determine things, but then we don't follow up. That's called rajagun or tamagun. Goodness is maintenance. So yes, to this day, we don't have consistent education about the position and the relationship based on guru, sadhu, shastra, and tradition. You know, what's going on in ISKCON, we're going to come to this a little later in the next lesson, where we have people feeling betrayed. This went on in the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even, believe it or not. It's not just about, you know, counterculture refugees, nouveau gurus disappointing nouveau disciples. By nouveau, I mean, you know, we have the designation of that, but we don't have the qualification. So, yeah, we need something more consistent through education.
How can a teacher prevent what he just described happening? Because if the teacher, ideally the teacher wants to connect more deeply with Prabhupada, but sometimes in doing that, the person is connecting more deeply with the teacher. And then some imbalance happens. Mm-hmm. So it's done often innocently by the teacher, sometimes unknowingly. So are you suggesting that the teacher really needs to focus and make sure that people are connecting more deeply with Prabhupada, that they're connecting too deeply with him or her? They see that as a problem? So how would you...
Okay, everybody hear the question? This is a great example of a question that I hope is going to be answered more as the seminar goes on, but at least I can give you some thing. The answer is yes.
Can you rephrase the question?
Yeah. In other words, what's the relationship between initiators, shiksha, founder? How does that all work? That's coming up in the lessons. And everything, I'll just say preliminarily, everything rests on transparency. Sanjaya says, Vyasa prasadach chutava etad guhyam mahampara. By the mercy of Vyas, I have heard this most confidential talks between Krishna and Arjuna. And he goes on, and in the purport, Prabhupada says, this is the mystery of the disciplic succession. That because there's utter transparency, the relationship with Krishna is direct through the Sampradaya, if it's all transparent. So we can't have any karma gyan yoga fouling up the transmission. And anyway, it all works under the protection, the aegis, the supervision, in any given sangha, Sampradaya, of the founder acharya. The founder acharya is key to how all these relationships work. And we're going to get into that more. I don't want to say more now, but that's basically where we're going with that. Okay, so I'm going to just show you norms for the seminar. Not all of these norms are going to apply for the next 5 days. And it is a 5-day seminar. It's 2.5 hours each day. Probably the last day will go longer because we're going to have 3 lessons instead of 2. And it's going to be all about your Srila Prabhupada. Very personal and heartfelt, we hope. So some of these norms apply and some won't. Because I have an agenda here is to expose this to as many people as possible whenever they walk in, you know. And so these norms are a little stricter than what you're going to experience at Mayapur. Gopi Govardhaka, can you read?
We'll attend the whole seminar and seat ourselves before the start of each session.
Okay, so we weren't all seated before the start of each session, and I'm not insisting that you be here for the whole seminar. Although, if you do want a copy of the book, this is an incentive. We need incentives in Kali Yuga. You come every day, you'll get one free. So, yeah, if you must only attend, if you can only attend partly, then come in the beginning. Don't walk in the middle. Either come in the beginning of the morning or the beginning of the afternoon, and that will be sweet. All right. Prabhu, what is your name?
Rishikesh.
Prabhu, can you receive that? The next one? You want to read it? Can you read the number? This one. Let me see if this works. Okay, and maybe it's this one. Yeah, there it is. Okay, can you see? Hey, Sureshwar, you did it. Can you see that? Now, can you read it? Can you read that? Read it. You may read it. Yeah, please. You see how cultured this man is. You know, yeah, read it. You know, that's how we are. That's how I am. But this man's asking. He's waiting for permission. Wow, I'm getting educated so much. Go ahead.
We attend the whole seminar and seek ourselves.
But we did that. Number 9. Next one. We will refrain.
We will refrain from side conversations, using mobile phones, and otherwise communicating electronically during the sessions.
No need for this norm, you know, 20 years ago. But we got to say these things. Okay. Forgot your name again.
Shivana. We will refrain from boring strikes from our status or position.
What does that mean?
Me?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am?
When we're in the classroom, we shouldn't place any emphasis on whether so-and-so has been initiated for 50 years or whether somebody's in the
Now that's natural. I mean, even though it's there, it's natural that we're thinking of someone as senior, someone as junior. But just because I'm, you know, a dinosaur now, and I've been in the movement for decades, doesn't mean that everything I say is necessarily correct or ultimate. Or, you know, we're all here learning. Believe me, and the teacher learns the most. So we don't lean on our upadis. Our designations. We're all here as learners. Hopefully the facilitator is a little further down the road in the material anyway. But it's a level playing field for learning. We're all here learning. Okay, Mahaprabhu.
We will value all contributions, whether or not we agree with them.
Yeah, just the principle of respect and that connection. Go ahead again.
We will appreciate others' strengths, and be sensitive to their weaknesses.
Yeah, that's just Vaishnava, huh? And again.
We will confront issues and behavior, not people.
This is more when you're involved in a real seminar where it's more experiential exercises, which I'm going to make one of these lifetimes. And then you just, you know, by guna and karma, we just naturally develop affinity for some people and repulsion for others. But we just have to put that aside and dwell on our real identity as aspiring devotees. And Gokulananda.
We will be too busy glorifying Sri Prabhupada to criticize anyone else.
Oh. You mean I can't just vent? I just want to vent. Yeah. We've been venting ever since Prabhupada left. So we're older people. What was the subtitle of the seminar? What was the verb?
Celebrate.
Who said that? Thank you. Yes. It's a positive seminar. So sometimes if I start to do it, you just have to get a bell. You know? If I start to sail close to Aparad, you're a good bell ringer. Whistleblower. Have to find a bell. We're really here to glorify, and if we do that, you know, it's not, we're gonna mention mistakes that have been made in the past, but we're not gonna dwell on them, we're not gonna dwell on the people, and we're just gonna learn from what happened. Because, didn't follow the norm.
I would have never given people that, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, Deera, can you begin? You can't read? Oh, you
can. I can't.
Okay.
We will not be so busy taking notes that we miss half the seminar.
Yeah. Any more? Oh, one more, Ali.
We will each accept full responsibility for achieving our desired learning outcomes.
Okay. And we sort of talked about that a little bit, why we're here. Right? We want to learn more about Prabhupada. We want to be armed with knowledge. We want to be happier. What was it? Happy devotees, war devotees? That's what the ILS seminar was all about. Okay, this is all prelims. And now... Okay, now here's how the seminar is actually going to flow. This is why... Yeah, this is my favorite picture of Sri Prabhupada. Okay, let's hear the story.
Well, this picture was taken by Gurudas in probably 67, 68 in San Francisco. And when he showed the picture, once developed to Prabhupada, Gurudas said, "Oh, Srila Prabhupada, you look so serious, you know, so grave." And Prabhupada said, "Oh, I was in this."
It was a moment of ecstasy. Right?
Yeah, it was a moment of ecstasy.
Yeah.
Look at Prabhupada's eyes.
What attracts you about those eyes? Those eyes. I didn't sleep, so I cry easy, so just make me laugh. Those soul eyes. Soul eyes. That's for karma. Soul eyes. What attracts you to those soul eyes? Yadurani Das. What is it? What is it about Prabhupada's eyes?
It seems like he's looking at Krishna at the same time sitting there. But he's also really seeing Krishna and everything
else. It seems like he's looking at Krishna. Okay. That's interesting, huh? Who saw it in another way? This is natural. Mahasundari, what do you see in Prabhupada's eyes?
I see like separation.
Wow. She's as high as stuff.
What's that?
Separation. With Pralamba. Okay. Mataji, what is your name?
Monica.
Like M-O-N-I-C-A? Monica?
Yes. Yes, there is compassion.
Yes.
Compassion.
So
yeah, that's what attracted me.
So much.
Please, like Prabhupada Prabhu tells the story, he's coming in the afternoon batch. He was leaving the storefront. Prabhupada was trying to offer him a dhoti to wear. And then Prabhupada, the way he says it, so I backed off. I wasn't ready. And Prabhupada was approaching me. Please, please don't leave. Please. And he left. And then almost immediately, he was almost killed by some muggers. Knives and you know, whoa. Prabhupada saying, please. So that's what attracted me. Now, here's how it flows. I had some doubts I was getting such good material for this seminar. Ever since I determined to make it, I had gotten back to Hawaii from Mayapur, and in April I started a research, and I was getting all this good stuff, but I didn't know what to do with it. So, on Pandavadir Jala Kadashi, I did something unheard of. I fasted I didn't take a bite of food or a drop of water because I needed some help. I was getting such good stuff, but I didn't know what to do with it. So there's Prabhupada's Murti, he's dictating the books in Hawaii, Honolulu, his darshan. So, along about sunset, I was getting a very clear heart transmission.
Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayogana. Yes.
So I said, wow, that makes a lot of sense. I can fit all this material into that Vedantic progression that we read about in CC. But I had a doubt, because I thought it was just applying to developing the love of God. So I wrote Gopi Puranadana Prabhu, the late great. What am I going to do without Gopi? Gopi sage, friend to all, vital guru, who stole you? Sham, serpent's embrace. This is my haiku after he passed away. Gopi. What did I say? Gopi guru? Friend to all. No, Gopi sage, friend to all. Vital guru, who stole you? Sham, serpent's embrace. Because just before Gopi Pranadana Prabhu passed, he saw a black snake. The night before. And later on it was deemed to be an omen. But what was it an omen of? It was that Krishna missed this pure-hearted soul. He missed him too much. We took him. Anyway, so I wrote Gopi Puranadana Prabhu and I said, this is the situation, I got this message, what do you think? Is this bona fide? And he said, oh, it's a little innovative. But, you know, actually in our Sangha, Prabhupada is so pure, so powerful, so transparent to Krishna, the developing love of Srila Prabhupada in our ISKCON Sangha is tantamount, is equal to developing love of Krishna. Or as another late god brother, boy, I'm next. We're next. Aniruddha Prabhu told me in Honolulu. He said, so I was with Srila Prabhupada. I said, Srila Prabhupada, I'm so attracted to you. I'm so grateful to you. I'm so thankful to you. And so Prabhupada said, what attracts you to me is my love for Krishna. That's transparent. So we're going to go, this is the last section, and we're going to break at noon for Gayatri if you have to use the toilet. So, we did number one, and then we're going to review the fundamentals of Guru Tattva. It's not an exhaustive treatment, but we're going to just go over some basic fundamentals of Guru Tattva. And then we're going to look at how it all relates to a founder, Acharya, traditionally, according to Guru Sadhana Shastra. And then we're going to look at how Srila Prabhupada embodied to an unprecedented degree, and this is historic, the qualities of a founder Acharya. That's just Sambandha. That's how we deepen our understanding of what it means that Srila Prabhupada is our founder Acharya. All of us. You'll hear me say this throughout the seminar. My core identity is not that I'm Prabhupada's Diksha disciple. He lives forever by his divine instructions. Prabhupada didn't say when he dedicated his Bhagavatam to his spiritual master. He didn't say he lives forever by his divine Vapu, although it is divine, it was divine. He didn't live forever by his divine Diksha. That's divine, but he didn't say that. He lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him. We all have that core identity in his kind. We are followers of Srila Prabhupada's instructions. If we follow the instructions, we are Prabhupada Nugas. Just like the Shris, the Ramanujis, and the Madhvas, the Madhvites. That's who we are. So, and that, when I make statements like that, there are obvious questions around that. So what does that mean? And how do I relate to Diksha, Shiksha, Varna, Pradarshika? Don't worry, we're going to explore all that. Because this is a balanced seminar. We're not Prabhupada fanatics. We're Prabhupada Nugas. Religion without philosophy is fanaticism. Okay. Okay, Sambandha, Abhideya. And once we've deepened our understanding of Prabhupada's relationship with all of us as Founder Acharya, then Abhideya, what does Abhideya mean? Yes, acting in that relationship. So we're going to look at Prabhupada's mission. This is where the mini Leelamrita comes in. We're going to do a mini, in terms of the mission. From seed to buds, you'll get to know what that means during the lesson. Then the ISKCON branch, it's all very horticultural here because Lord Chaitanya uses these metaphors. He's the tree of love of God. He is also the gardener distributing the fruits. And then we're going to look at the great unmet challenge phase of the mission, Varnashram, clearing the confusion. We're going to look at why there's so much confusion about it and why there's so much reluctance on our part to really pursue it, the culmination of Prabhupada's mission. Then we're going to look at finding our mission in the mission, which already related to something we did when I asked you about what are you doing now, where do you hope to be, what do you hope to be doing ultimately for Prabhupada. It's so important. That's called Abhideya. And then once we deepen our, at least our meditation on what we consider our life's contribution, and this will obviously vary. I mean, here's a 15-year-old lady, and here's a 65-year-old man. I mean, we're all in different phases of life here, so it's going to vary according to who you are, right? Okay, so, but based on that deepened, at least, conception of service, service is the most congenial form of intimacy. Then we move into prayojana, developing love, and again, you know, if you really love me, you'll cooperate. The hardest thing to do. And then just before the final lesson, the second to last, or as they say, penultimate lesson, we're going to exorcise, we're going to dispel, get out demons of misconception, impersonal demons and sentimental demons of what we imagine Prabhupada to be. If we're going to love Srila Prabhupada, we have to love him authentically. To know him is to love him. Bhavo jnana tapasa puta madhavam agata. They all attain transcendental love for me. Knowledge of me, and thus they all attain transcendental love for me. First comes the knowledge, right? And then comes the love. We have to, before I can love somebody, I have to know something about that person. It's natural. Okay, that's the end of lesson one. I'm just going to take a peek. Okay, let's get into that. Any questions so far about what's going on for the next 5 days? Krishna Prabhu?
Not really a question about what's going on. Who is the devotee who said he was attracted to Prabhupada?
Anirudha.
Prabhu.
He pioneered Los Angeles. A rather troubled figure in his life, but completely dedicated to Srila Prabhupada, just loved Prabhupada. Had his ups and downs, as we all do, but, yeah.
But at the end, I think he rose up to Prabhupada's shelter.
At the end?
Especially his memories of Prabhupada, really genuine,
humorous,
and personal.
Yeah, you hear Anirudha Prabhu on Yadavar's DVD series, and more you're hearing memories of late people, late great. Okay, let me take a swig here. No more questions or comments so far? One big theme of this seminar, or one big technique, I already mentioned it. We're going to make some strong statements, and then we're going to balance them. For every point, there's a counterpoint. For every thesis, there's an antithesis, and then we'll try to reach the synthesis. It's a dialectic, a spiritual dialectic.
I'm sure you'll probably do this, but I have to ask would you explore in brief Prabhupada's own relationship with his guru?
Yes.
In other words, my understanding is Prabhupada was the greatest teacher because he was the greatest disciple, most faithful disciple.
Yep. I mean, we'll do that in less than 5 and 6. That's the mini Leelamrita. Loving exchanges here. Nice. Muhammad Prabhu.
You asked a question that I don't think I answered unless I was following, unless I blanked out or something. Which I would like to get your view on and perhaps discuss a little further.
Okay.
Why this course is still needed. You mentioned the resolution
18
years ago or so.
All right.
You threw the question out.
Good. Thank you for
his personal perspective.
Why don't you write these on the board as their name?
Oh, you have reasons why?
Yeah, I put there are some objective reasons, I mean, that everybody will recognize. And we've sort of mentioned this, some of them, but some we didn't mention. Remind me to put my mouth right here. Okay, so just choose a color, any color? Okay.
Well, depends on what you tell me.
All right. So I have identified, A, B, C, D, E, five reasons, I think, kind of general, objective, non-controversial reasons why we need to really promote Srila Prabhupada's preeminent position in ISKCON. That's the first aim. What's the other aim of the seminar? What's the second part? What's the second part of the subtitle? Celebrating Srila Prabhupada's preeminent position in ISKCON.
And its foundational relationship with all the followers.
Yes. Yes. As well as every Prabhupada followers, foundational relationship with him. So we're celebrating Srila Prabhupada, and we're celebrating our relationship, all generations, for all time. Okay, here's the one of them. To see and know all acharyas. Which we should do. That's past and present too, if you want to put that dash.
See and know all acharyas.
Dash, past and present. Dash again. Dash again. Dash it.
Got it.
Or the next line, maybe. Through the peerless or matchless lens of Srila Prabhupada's vani. You know, Prabhupada himself, in the first canto, he advises a serious student would do well to go through the commentaries of the previous acharyas. But how do we do that? We do that by having fully immersed ourselves first and foremost in the commentary of our founder acharya, right? Otherwise, we're
jumping. Don't jump like monkeys.
Okay, B. Okay, here's a big one. Here's a big one which relates to Prabhu's. Your name again?
Nararatna.
Yeah. Okay. To more firmly establish, just put FASP. To more firmly establish FASP, Srila Prabhupada's instructions.
FASP apostrophe S.
Yeah, that's right. Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada's instructions as our foundational reference. This is a great question, Mahatma. Thank you. And thanks to Dira Prabhu for freeing up Mahatma from the camera so we can think of these questions. As our foundational reference, no period. Yeah. For selecting and serving our initiating and instructing spiritual masters. We're going to talk about this a lot later in the seminar. How the heck do we know who to pick for Shiksha and Diksha gurus unless we first know the life, the teachings, the mood, the mission of our foundational spiritual master? It's all about education, education, education. Not like Conrad Hilton, location, location, location. It's about education, education, education.
Yeah.
This is an infinitive phrase. To more firmly establish Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada's instructions as our foundational reference for selecting and serving our initiating and instructing spiritual masters. It's a sentence fragment. It's not meant to be a complete sentence. He did.
It's an E, not an A.
And, okay. Yeah, you don't need the as. Just knock off the as. Put it next to the as at the end of the line. Yeah, there you go. Just cross that. just take your editor cap off and just get the spirit of it. All right. See. All right. That's a big one. We have to know our Gandharacharya in order to make educated choices about who to select as Diksha Shiksha gurus. We don't do that enough. It's too sentimental. To recognize and follow, there might be another page, you have more pages at your feet. These are all very foundational reasons. To recognize and follow the clear line of authority, there's the A word, which is in firm erosion since Prabhupada's passing, but we're trying to reestablish that authority by reestablishing Srila Prabhupada's place. Okay, to recognize and follow the clear line of authority, FASP, Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, established for his mission. Which all masters and disciples must cooperate to please him. For the first time, Prabhu, in history, as far as I know, the guru-disciple relationship is being commanded to be accountable to a wider sangha of devotees, especially a governing body commission.
That's
big.
That's what Bhakti
Siddhanta
Saraswati
wants. Yes, this is what Bhakti. Yes, and we're going to get into that later. Must cooperate to please him, and then next page. There's two more. But these are fundamental reasons of why we need.
Can this hang the.
You're right there.
Can you hang this up?
You probably could. But
we have a system for that?
Not yet, but that's a good reason we have to develop.
Do you have any tape in here?
Anybody got any blue tack? Blue?
Could be about the book.
Okay, you can just, yeah. We can just put it at Prabhupada's feet here.
I think Shivaranchi is going to figure it out.
Okay. And there's two more. Once you punch the holes in here. Sacrificing 5 days of his time to help me face the international audience of my Dean.
Wait, will you finish that sentence?
Okay.
Must cooperate?
Yeah, must cooperate to please him. Your love for me will be shown. That's a whole lesson. Place and period. D, to preserve and perpetuate. Preserve and perpetuate. Perpetuate. The spirit of love and trust. FASP. FA space SP.
Love and trust.
Love and trust.
Spirit of
love and trust.
Let me
yeah. And then FASP brought to his ISKCON Sangha. When Prabhupada's position was severely eclipsed in the 80s, the real dark ages of ISKCON history. You know, sometimes we felt so disempowered by what was going on that we would resort to satire. So, you know, the four things, preaching is the essence, books are the basis, utility is the principle, purity is the force. So we would, in our desperation, we would make up things like, bucks are the basis, Prabhu, let's face it, bucks are the basis. You know, buck is slang word for money in America. Bucks are the basis. Futility is the principle. Futility is the principle, Prabhu.
I remember that.
Purity is the farce. Oh my God. And fleecing. Fleecing means stealing. Fleecing is the essence. So we got to, you know, and it's all because of the erosion of authority coming from Prabhupada.
Sadly, it was often where it came about.
Yeah. Now, this satire was accurate. The truest things are said in jest, William Shakespeare. Letter E. Low check. Okay. Somebody have something? Okay. The last one. To continually seek. This is why. What are these now? What are we listing? Reasons why for having this other one. Yes. To continually seek and find our unity. Amid the vast diversity. In F.A. space S.P. apostrophe S. Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON mission. We got so much diversity, and there's a whole, yeah, part of a lesson on this.
Mission?
ISKCON mission.
Yeah?
ISKCON. Yeah. That's his branch, his baby, his energy, his institution. In Hawaii, where I live, hippie Krishnas, as many hippie Krishnas in Hawaii, they said, Srila Prabhupada, why do we have to be organized? Right? So Prabhupada said, oh, we have to be very organized if we want to go to every town and village. Yeah, that's the mandate driving all of this is Sarvatra Prachar, Aibi Murnam, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya said, in as many towns and villages as there are on the surface of the earth, my holy name, Krishna's holy name, will be sung. So to do that, I mean, Prabhupada did take it to every major continent, didn't go to the north and south poles, but he did take it to every major continent. To take it to every town and village, wow, does that require a concerted effort? Why don't we take a break from 10 to 12? To noon for Gayatri, and then we're going to do lesson two, unless we have any pressing, urgent questions. Okay. All right? So please come back here at the stroke of noon. Thank you.